This is the Iran Human Rights Podcast, a review of major human rights issues by the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. It's November 20th, 2011, and this is our 40th podcast. In this podcast, we look at the fate of imprisoned filmmakers and other film professionals in Iran. We'll be speaking to journalist and filmmaker Mazyar Bahari about the perilous profession of making movies in a controlled state. In a previous podcast, we told you about the case of six film professionals charged with colluding with BBC Persian against the Iranian state. Five of the six have now been released on bail. And an actress, Marzia Vafamehr, has also found herself in hot water. She performed with her head uncovered and pretended to drink alcohol in the film My Tehran for Sale. Her sentence? 90 lashings and 1 year in prison. Fortunately, her sentence was overturned in late October. Jafar Pahani is a prominent documentary filmmaker whose most recent work was the film This Is Not a Film. He was recently sentenced to 6 years in prison, and to top that, a 20-year ban on making films for, quote, acting against national security and propagating against the regime. Although external pressure seems to be mounting against the repression of film professionals, scores of filmmakers still remain behind bars. To help us understand the pressures faced by filmmakers in Iran, we spoke with Iranian-Canadian filmmaker and journalist Mazyar Bahari. Can you start by explaining what happened with the arrests associated with BBC Persian?
2 months ago, BBC Persian announced that it was going to show a film about Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran. And for the first time in the history, in the 30-year history of the Islamic Republic, the Ministry of Intelligence said that they were going to arrest a number of people who are collaborating with the BBC. It was the first time ever after the revolution that the government announced the arrest of a number of people before even arresting them. BBC continued to advertise its film about Ayatollah Khamenei, a film that was an in-house production made by BBC staff in London. And then the film was shown on a Saturday in September. The following morning, on Sunday morning, they arrested the Ministry of Intelligence and the Revolutionary Guards, arrested six independent filmmakers who had sold films to BBC as independent producers.
So even though the six individuals had nothing to do with the program in question, they were arrested and accused of collaborating with BBC Persian and spying for the British government?
So they tried to scare other documentary filmmakers in Iran, other filmmakers in Iran, other journalists in Iran, and they wanted to threaten whoever who was thinking about communicating with Persian media outside of Iran through the arrest of these six people.
Now, Bahari himself is no stranger to this type of persecution. In fact, he became very well known to the public after he was arrested during the 2009 elections, when he was working as a reporter for Newsweek. After his release, he wrote a front-page story for Newsweek on his ordeal, and he recently published a book entitled Then They Came For Me. You might also remember Bahari from this.
First up, I made contact with my translator, Mahmoud. We headed to a coffee shop off Azadi Square for a clandestine meeting with Iranian journalist Mazyar Bahari. I was told he'd go by the code name Pistachio, and I would recognize him by...
Oh. I didn't see you there.
I asked him the question on every Westerner's mind. Why was his country so terrifying?
In one word, misunderstanding. The two sides, they don't understand each other. They don't know the values of the other side. They don't know how to talk to the other side. And actually, I've written about that for Newsweek magazine several times.
Yeah, I didn't understand a word of that.
Mahmoud, can you translate this for me, please?
Yes, he's saying that he has written about this problem that you have in Newsweek magazine, and you can read about it.
Okay. What did he say?
He said that I said I've written about it for Newsweek magazine several times.
I'm gonna need someone who speaks English. The one thing I could understand was that this entire country is evil.
The first thing to know about Iran is that it's not evil. Iranians and Americans, they have much more in common than they have difference.
What do I have in common with you?
Who is number one enemy of the United States?
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda is also the number one enemy of Iran. According to Al-Qaeda members, any Shia, any Iranian has to be killed. And if you kill an Iranian, you would go to heaven and you will have 72 virgins.
Enough of his Western-educated Newsweek doublespeak.
That was Bahari talking to The Daily Show's Jason Jones, days before he was arrested and imprisoned by Iranian authorities. He reminded us of what happened 2 years ago.
I was arrested after the presidential election in June 2009, and my arrest was also was part of a campaign of intimidation and harassment of filmmakers. And later on, when I came out of prison and I researched the reasons behind my arrest, I found out that one of the reasons that they arrested me was because I was working as a journalist and a filmmaker. My films were shown in televisions and film festivals all around the world. I was writing for foreign media. So by arresting me, they wanted to send a signal to filmmakers and journalists in Iran that if they work with foreign governments, if they send films and reports to other countries, they would, what happened to me would happen to them as well. And I was also released as a result of an international campaign after 118 days.
What were the charges against you?
They accused me of a variety of bogus charges. They accused me of undermining the security of the state. They accused me of insulting the president. They accused me of espionage. They accused me of corrupting the earth. They accused me of holding secret documents. And when I came out and I started to speak out against the government, they sentenced me to 13 and a half years in absentia and 74 lashes.
I think in the West, when people think of human rights abuses, they tend to think of activists or political dissidents being the main target, but it's really so much more widespread in Iran.
Most of the people that the government has been harassing, they are not political people. They are artists. They are filmmakers who love their country, and at the same time, they feel responsible. They feel that they are responsible citizens, and they want to show the realities of their countries to their fellow citizens and to the rest of the world. And some of these filmmakers, they make films that are not liked by certain people in the government. And in a normal country, if the government, if Iran had a responsible government, these people would be celebrated and these people's ideas would be used to rectify the wrongs in the country. But unfortunately, the Iranian government is very short-sighted and very paranoid at the same time, and they feel that anyone who thinks differently from them is a threat.
That was Mazyar Bahari. If you'd like to know more about his story, be sure to pick up his book, Then They Came For Me, A Family Story of Love, Captivity, and Survival. That's all for this edition. For more on this story and other human rights news, you can visit our website at iranhumanrights.org. Join us next time for the Human Rights Podcast. Thanks for listening.